Okay, good morning, everybody. So, review Parsha Shlach. We have the Gzar Din against the entire generation in Dor HaMidbar. Rashi says the exclusion of Shevet Levi, and it's followed immediately by the story of the Ma'apilim, and then, as the Ramban so beautifully points out, the end of the Aliyah is the Nechama, that eventually Kitavo Laretz Moshvo Sechem, that will get there, and either Nesachim, which weren't at all Noeg in the Midbar, except for the Korban Tamid, will go into effect, or Nesachim, which were Noeg in the Midbar, and Korbanos Tzibor will now be part of the world of Korbanos HaYachid. So the middle incident here is the Ma'apilim. In the Ma'apilim, we know that Targum Unklos is that it's a language of Rishus. V'arshiu, v'yapilu alos al Rosh Ahar. It's a form of Rishus. The Ibn Ezra says that it's a Migzeras Afel v'atam sha'alu el ho'afel, that it relates to the mist or the cloud that was on top of the mountain. The Svarno, very much in the direction of the Targum, says Vayapilu is Chizkulu Vavam Kinen Vayichazek Leif Paro Velo Shama Lehem. It's something like, you know, of extreme brazenness, like Paro being Mechazek Eslibo and disregarding what God said, right? So that gives you a sense of how grievous a sin the Svarno felt this was. Rashi also says Lashon Chozek. And it quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, Slashon Ofel, darkness, halchu chasheichem shalo berishos, without any permission structure. So it's really fascinating, I think, about the story of the Ma'apilim, is that there's this, you know, feigned righteousness, as if, you know, we're going to do exactly what Hashem asked us to do, and, you know, but in a deeper sense, the sin is still the same, right? The Meraglim and the Ma'apilim both had no regard for the word of Hashem. The Meraglim said, we know better than Hashem. Hashem says, we're going to the land of Israel. We say, Efes ki azam. Then the Ma'apilim, after Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, Chayani nu Hashem, im lo kasher dibarte b'oznai, kein eselachem, b'midbar hazeh yipu pikrechem l'chol misparchem, right, b'midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu, and they say, no, that we're going to go into the land of Israel. So I think what's particularly insidious about the Ma'apilim, maybe it could be summarized in one word, hinenu. We know the word hineni, as Rashi defines it in Sefer Bereishis, as lashon anava, lashon zrizos. It connotes an ultimate willingness to serve, right? Vayomer Avraham, Avraham, vayomer hineni. We have it in the context of the Akedah again, hineni v'ni. We've spoken about that, Avraham Avinu's unique capacity to be there for the Ribono Shel Olam, even though he's at the same time dialectically there for Yitzchak. It's an impossible task. It does both. We've talked about it in the context of Yosef, when Yaakov calls Yosef, Lechna Re'e Shalom Achacha V'Shalom Atzon V'Ashiveni Davar, and Yosef says, Hineni, and again, it's very sacrificial, as the Ramban develops there, right? It's extremely dangerous to go to Shechem under any circumstances. For Yosef, it was doubly or triply dangerous, and yet, you know, he goes, Hineni, right? And so here, the Hinenu Valinu, Al-Makom Asher Hashem Ki Chatanu, as if, you know, they're prepared to serve Hashem, Hinenu. It's such a deep abuse of that notion of service, right? That the word Hineni is Lashon Anava, first of all, not just a Lashon of Rizos, but a Lashon of Anivos, that we're here to be Mitzuvim, we're here to be commanded, we don't dictate, Batal Ritzoncha Mipnei Ritzono, and the idea that, sort of like, you know, we decide if Tshuva is a possibility, and, you know, so that is, like, deeply offensive to the very notion of what Tshuva is, of first acknowledging, you know, the basic error which was made. So here, again, Klal Yisrael is manifesting a very, very profoundly superficial understanding of where things went wrong, right, and making this, you know, just about the fact that they didn't go into the land of Israel. But the real point is not, did they go in or did they not go into the land of Israel? The real point here is that they have very little regard for the word of Hashem. Efes, ki azam, yoshev baretz, as Kalev and Yoshua said, Ach Vashem, Al Timbro, this is a rebellion against God. We spoke about it yesterday, right? That how could it possibly be that you're saying that you know better for the Jewish people than God knows for the Jewish people? So this, in its own right, is like a critical point, right? And once again, you know, if Hashem said, Chayani, Imlo Kasher Dibartim Bosnai, and they're saying, you know, Hinenu Valino Lamakom Asher Amar Hashem, Ki Chatanu, shows you that they have no understanding whatsoever of the fundamental problem. It's not a superficial issue of do we go into Israel, do we not go into Israel. The question is, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisau, are we willing to submit to the Ratzon Hashem, or are we not?